when they're followed by a fire and a firestorm, end up with very, very dangerous fallout. That is the legacy we're going to leave to the people of Libya. And it seems to me that this invasion, and it is an invasion in reality, yeah, is really all about oil, it's all about control, and it's all about a message to the rest of the world and the rest of the region that we can do it if we want to. I fear that we will be involved in a ground war in some way or the other. We'll possibly be involved in the partition of Libya. We'll certainly be involved in a great deal of theft of Libyan oil, yeah, and Libyan resources. But what also really gets me is the unbelievable levels of hypocrisy surrounding this whole event. Yesterday, 30 people died in Yemen. Yeah. Last week, numbers died in Oman. Many have died in Bahrain. The Saudi Arabian forces are occupying Bahrain at the present time. The Arab League, apparently, supported the no-fly zone over Libya. Tell me which leader of the Arab League is not under pressure for people wanting human rights, decency, democracy and accountability in their own country. Who exactly are the leaders of the Arab League to say anything other than they're scared of their own existence, their own future and their own lives? I was in Tunisia and I talked to the young people there on the streets who bravely managed to get rid of their president, hopefully to bring about a better and different future for Tunisia. But the forces of Securitate are fighting back. They want to retain their power. No wonder those people supported what the West is doing in Libya at the present time. Multiply that all across the region. I tell you, you reap what you sow. We have been supplying arms to Bahrain, to Saudi Arabia, to Oman, to Yemen, every single country in the region. 3 weeks ago, this country was happily trading with, investing with, buying from Libya and Colonel Gaddafi. He was not an enemy 3 weeks ago. It's all happened remarkably quickly and with remarkable levels of hypocrisy. We cannot complain about human rights abuses by unaccountable, unelected dictators if we arm them, we supply them, we profit from them, and we happily consort with them. The hypocrisy, the stench of hypocrisy, is something that gets on my nerves beyond belief. Tomorrow, Parliament will be debating this. We've tabled what we consider to be a very reasoned amendment, pointing out a number of the things that I've just said, but above all, the West's hypocrisy surrounding human rights in Libya and in the whole region. That's why this is not a solution, it's not the right thing to do, it's not the right way forward. Western involvement brought about most of the problems. Colonialism drew the boundaries, and the West has exploited the natural resources ever since and kept puppets in power to continue that supply. We say, support the peoples of the entire region who are rising up against autocracy and unemployment in equal measure, rising up with a thirst for a pan-Arab unity that doesn't have an agenda written in London, Paris, Washington, or anywhere else in the world. It's written by the peoples of that region. That's why I'm against Western involvement. That's why I'm against the hypocrisy. That's why I'm so pleased there's a goodly number of us here today to stand up and say just that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Jeremy. And next please welcome the chair of CND, Kate Hudson, who, I should say, did so well on the Nikki Campbell show this morning, making the case for peace in front of all the warmongers. Kate.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Just to refer to that debate, one of the panellists said, you can't stand by and do nothing. You can't walk by on the other side of the road.
Sight of all was the declaration by Berlusconi that Italy would be fully involved in this bombardment of Libya. 7 warplanes from the Berlusconi Air Force are on their way. Of course, the last time Italy was in Libya, they were wearing the uniforms of Mussolini fascism, and so to pay Libya 5 billion euros in compensation for the war crimes, bestial in character, committed by the Italian occupation forces in Libya at that time. Secondly, was the announcement by the Vice Admiral at the Pentagon last night when telling us how successful the first phase had been. 110 Tomahawk cruise missiles. Don't you love it when they call their weapons of mass destruction after the Native American peoples that they massively destroyed? But after telling us how well it had all gone, the Vice Admiral was asked by a journalist which Arab countries had participated in the assault. He stuttered and stammered before announcing that the Arab countries had said they'd prefer if their names were not mentioned in the press conference. That's, of course, partly a level of nervousness on their part. But mainly it's because it will escape no one the irony of dictatorships, some of whom are currently killing their own people who have risen up for democracy, flying to Libya to kill Libyans in the name of democracy. You really couldn't make this up. Of course, there's little Sarkozy punching above his height. Of course, France has a history in North Africa too. They were next door in Libya for Algeria for quite some time, and the Algerians had to give 1 million martyrs in order to drive out French colonialism from the region. The sight of David Cameron over there in full Tony Blair mode, telling us that British forces were in action over Libya, it was perhaps just as well they could only film him from the waist up. It was revolting to me, and I hope to you. This whole thing is revolting. This Gaddafi, whose ass they kicked, whose money they took, whose market they exploited, whose resources they invested billions in taking from the ground, has become overnight someone who before long will be being described as the new Hitler, as the mad dog, or all the other propaganda that's trotted out on these occasions. And well, the truth is that all these Arab leaders, including the ones in our coalition, are dictators, none of whom have been chosen by their people, and all of whom one day will be swept away by their people. And that's what we want to see. Not the old colonial imperial powers intervening in those revolutions to try to cheat them and divert them, the better to get a new footing in which they can continue business as usual. Lastly, Andrew, just before I came out, I learned that Saudi Arabia had joined the coalition and will be sending its air force on Tuesday. There's been a slight delay. Perhaps they want to see if they'll have to use that air force to bomb the people of Bahrain, 16 kilometers off their coast. Because, of course, if the revolution in Bahrain is successful, it will indeed trigger a revolution that will overthrow these tyrants in Riyadh. These are difficult times. I don't know about you, I'm finding it all very traumatic. On the 8th anniversary today of the shock and awe, savagery that they visited upon Baghdad. But it didn't do them much good in the long run. Of course, it cost many hundreds of thousands of Iraqis their lives and the livelihoods of millions more. I honestly don't feel that this operation in Libya is going to be any more successful for them. The Sky News and BBC News laptop bombardiers are all out with their war talk. But this bombardment is not going to succeed. This will be a long war, and casualties will occur far from the field of battle. And the radicalization of the Arab and Muslim world will proceed apace. This is not any kind of peacekeeping. This is not peacekeeping, this is war making. Imperialist war making. And congratulations to the Stop the War Coalition for seeing it so clearly. Wassalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.